We begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous step, and that is we had been discussing the opening halacha of our Mishnah, which opens this parak of Ezum Mekayman, that Kachi required their Shechita and their Kabbalah Saddam to be done in the northern part of the Azar. So that the Gemara was going through the Karman Chatas, Karman Eilam, and regarding the Karman Ashim, how do we know that it's Me'akiv? So on that, there's a pasuk by the Asham Metzaira, where it says, and it compares it to the Chatas and to the Eilam, where just like there it's in the north, so too over here, and therefore we know that it's Me'akiv. On that, the Gemara asked, why does it have to learn it from Chatas and Eilam? Why not pick one of them? So that the Gemara went through a description to describe, to tell us that because you can't learn out something, let's say, Asham from Chatas, which Chatas itself is learned out from a Hekesh, to then teach it to Asham through a Hekesh. Because Dava Halamim in a Hekesh is Eina Chayzim Alam de Behekesh. Now, on that, the Gemara then went into a discussion, which, like the Simon of the Gemara, the mnemonic was Hekesh, Gzer Shabbat, Kalvachemer, and like the Shita Megabetz is as on the word Binyan Av, regarding all these four different types of Limudim, types of principles of learning one thing out from another, what is it in the combination with one of the other four types? Like we said, somebody that learns out from a Hekesh cannot then teach with a Hekesh. But let's say somebody that learned the word Hekesh could then teach with a Gzer Shabbat, or through a Binyan Av, and so on. So now the Gemara continues, we had discussed Davalam and the Hekesh, Chizim Alam, the Eina Chizim Alam, the Behekesh. The last item that I was talking about was that it could be Chizim Alam and Kavachemer. Now that the Gemara continues. Dav Halam and Behekesh, something that's learned out through a Hekesh. Ma'ush, Yilam and Bebinyin Av, what's the halacha regarding can then teach to something else through a Binyin Av, a building block also commonly known as a Mamatzinu? What we find over there, do we say the same thing in a similar context over there? Now, as Rashi explains, as we had mentioned, all these questions that we're discussing are specifically regarding kudshim. Because as we said, regarding non-kudshim items, you could even be lamed min hahekesh v'chezim alam de behekesh. Now, the four types of questions we have is in every type of midah, shatari nedreshes behen. For example, like we said, something that's learned out from a hekesh could then teach it to something else through a hekesh, which we said not. Could then you teach it to something else with gzeir shavo, where in that the Gemara had differing opinions. Seems like that the Gemara concluded that one would say that it does not work. And then, because regarding Asham being in the Tzafen, then could it teach through a Kavachemer, which we said from the Bryce of Rabbi Shmuel that it seems like one could. And then, like we're discussing right now, regarding could it then teach regarding a Binyanav. And so too, something that's learned from Gzeir Shava. Could it then teach to something else through a Hekesh, Gzeir Shava, Kavachemer, or a Binyanav? And so too, something that's learned from a Binyanav. Can it then teach in one of all these four principles? These are the questions that the Gemara is asking. So regarding something that's learned from a Hekesh, could it then teach something else regarding a Binyanav? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, well, Loi Lichtiv Tzafai Nebashim. I could prove to you, because the Torah should not have written that the Karban Ashram has to be slaughtered in the northern part of the Hazar. And you could have learned it from a Binyan Av, from a Mamatzinu, from comparison, just like a Chatas requires Safin, so to Ashram, which seemingly is similar context, she also required Safin. So Lamai Hilchas HaKasvi said, what halachic purpose did the Torah write that the Karban Ashram requires the north? Lav Lememri, isn't it to tell you this following idea? The Dava Laman Behekesh, the Karban Chatas, which the fact that we know it requires the north is because the Torah compares it to a Karban Eilah, Ein Chayzim Alamid BeBinyanav, that you cannot go ahead and teach it to something else, in this case, the Ashram, through Binyanav. So that's a clear proof that regarding Kudshim, that something that's learned out from Hekesh, just Chatas, cannot be Chayzim Alamid BeBinyanav. On that, the Gemara responds and says, well, Tamech, but according to your reasoning, that if that's the case, that's why you're saying it wrote Ashram and didn't learn enough from Chatas. But okay, fine, you can't learn that from Chatas, but Tesim Binyan Av Ma'ila. But you could learn that from a generic Binyan Av directly from Ma'ila, which explicitly says it needs Safin, and Ma'ila itself is not learned out from a Hekesh. So rather, my time alayasi, why do we not learn out Asham from Ma'ila? Is Mishum Dekal Mifrach, because there would be a refutation from even just the Binyan Av itself. Because you could say, they're not the same thing. Malo Eila Shekein Kal, you can't learn that from the Karban Eila. It has a stringency that's totally burnt on the Mizbech. So it wouldn't be a bona fide Binyan Av to learn it out regarding Ashram. So Chatas Namik LeMifrach. Even if you would say that you could learn out a Binyan Av from something that is learned out from a Hekesh, but it still wouldn't work just because of a Binyan Av, because you could also ask and say, Malo Chatas, we find the stringency of Chatas, Shekein Mekaperes Achiyah Bekrisis, where it atones for things that would make someone liable for Karas, which is not the case by Karban Ashram. And therefore you can't resolve your question from approving it from the Binyan Av that you can't learn out from the Chatas because it can't learn out just from the fact of Binyan Av. Now, the next part of the Gemara Rashi says is an independent question, and it's not coming to resolve the previous Gemara's question. However, the Shita Mukabezes does explain it as a continuation to say, okay, fine, what do you mean? You can't learn out from Chatos, or you can't learn it from Ayla, but it continues the Gemara's question saying, Chadim Chadala Asir, which Rashi says is independent. It's not coming to answer the Gemara's previous question. But either way, the Gemara says, okay, you cannot learn out one from one regarding the requirements, which we spoke about so far, Chatas, Oila, Asham, that they require the north. But Tesi Chadim Mitarti, but learn out one from the other two, because you can learn out from one from the other, which we said each one has its own unique feature. But maybe from a common denominator of the other two, you would not have to write Safan by the third one. So what the Gemara says, so Mehei Tesi, from which one do you want to learn out? Which one do you want to take out? You want to say, Loi Nichta Brechman Oila. Okay, let the Torah not have written that the Oila requires north. But Tesi Mechatas V'Asham, and learn it out from Chatas Nashim that they require the north. Why does it have to also say by Oilam? And that's answer the Gemara. You can't say that because Mal Hanach, what we find by Chatas and Nashim is Shekim Mechaprin, where they provide atonement. Whereas Rashi explains, in contrast, although an Oila also provides atonement for Mitzvah Saseh, but in contrast, the Chatas of Ashim, atoning for a positive commandment is not considered an atonement like Chatas and Nashim, which are for violations of negative prohibitions. So you wouldn't be able to know Oila from Chatas and Nashim. So continues the Gemara. Okay, but don't write by the Chatas that requires the north, and learn it out from Asham and Ayla. And that says the Gemara, no. What we find by the carbon Asham and the Ayla, that they're male. The animals are male carbonas, and that's a stringency in contrast to Chatas, which is a female. Says the Gemara, okay, don't write that the north requires by Asham, and learn it out from Chatas and Ayla. Says the Gemara, Malahanach, but you cannot learn it out from Chatas and Oila, because what astringency we find by them, Shekin Yeshnam Betzibu Kibiyachad. There are public, just like private Karbanas Chatas and Asham, and Oila, in contrast to Karban Asham, which doesn't have that. And therefore, we have to write all three, Chatas, Oila, and Asham, to say that they have a halacha of being slaughtered and received their blood in the northern part of the Azar. Now the Gemara continues the theme of the previous Gemara from that Simon. Dava halaman b'gzeir shava. So before we had discussed all the four different types of midas and something that's learned out from a hekesh. Now we move on to dava halaman b'gzeir shava. Something that itself is learned out from gzeir shava. We're going to go through all the four different things regarding to the next step. Ma'i shilamid b'hekesh. Question number one is, could this thing which itself was learned out from gzeir shava that has this halacha, could now through a hekesh it teach to something else? So Amar Papi says, there's a pasuk in B'yikra. It says, this is the law of the carbon of the shlam, etc. Where the pasuk continues, im al taida, and if regarding the Thanksgiving offering. So says the Braisa, lamadnu la taida. So we learn regarding the carbon taida from here, in a hekesh, because it's in the same pasuk from the carbon shlam, shabom in a meiser. That if, let's say, someone at the time when he's making his neder, that he's taking a vow that he's going to bring a carbon taida with the intention that he's going to bring it from meiser sheni money, that he's allowed to. Why? Because mid'ashkecha nishlam mid'asem ma'isa. We find that a karmen shlam could be used to buy from ma'isa sheni money, which is a very ideal way. You have to eat the second type in Yerushalayim. You could buy karban nishlam with it and use it for ma'isa sheni money. And the pasuk is equating toida to shlam. So therefore, the karmen toida could also be brought from ma'isa sheni money. And that says, Rav Papa, now shlam gufayi menolan. How do we know shlam itself that it can be purchased with ma'isa sheni money? Tachsiv sham. It says by shlamim v'zavachta shlam v'chalta sham. It says by ma'iser v'chalta lefnei Hashem lekecha b'makom ha'yishiv chalashak and shmai sham. Ma'iser digan chetiresh chavitzachar b'kairis. So it talks about ma'iser over there. So just like by ma'iser, it says that the word sham, and by shlam it says sham. So shlam could also be bought from ma'iser. So what do you see? You see shlam that itself is learned out from gzeiras shava, is then chayzer malamed behekesh. So that Amalei Mazut Rebbeidra Mori Larvina says no. Meister Dagon, that pasuk that you're learning at Shlamim from Meister from, is Toma Meister of Dagon, which is the tithe of grain, which is what we commonly call Meister. That's Chulim Be'almahu, that's regular and unconsecrated produce. Now, as we said in the previous half, all our questions are only pertaining regarding Kadshim. So that's not going to answer our question. Yeah, regarding Chulin, of course, something that's learned out from Gzeiras Shava could be Chayzer Malam Behekesh. But we're talking about Kachim. There's no proof that if regarding Kachim, that if the thing that you're learning out from was Kachim, that you could then be able to be Chayzer Malamed Behekesh. And that Omalei, on that Rav Papa responded back to him. He says, Amar Amara Lamed Kaidish Umalamed Kaidish? What, do you think that both the thing you're learning out from and the thing you're learning out to both have to be kachim items? No. Since what we call the lamad, the thing that you're learning out to, is kaidish, which in this case is shlamim, although that the thing you're learning out from is chulin, because that's meiser, which is meiser dagan, you could still resolve the question that you see a kachim item, which is the thing that you're learning out to, could then be chayzer or melamed behekish. Now, in contrast, Mazutra, who asked the question, holds basim melamed as lina. We go based on the thing that you're learning out from, which that's what the Gemara says many times in Shas, which we had on Daf Memhei and later on Daf Samach Mebeis, that the Gemara says, Han lichalamandam basim melamed as linan. There's always a discussion when we're going regarding kachim, which has certain halachic limitations in its principles about what you could learn out. Do we go basim lamad or basim melamed? That is the machlekes between Rav Papa and Mazutra regarding this discussion. If we're going to bring a source for this halacha, the davar lamad b'gzeir shavu could be chayzim lamad behekish by kachim. If you say you go based on the lamad, what you're learning out to, in that case, this is a shlamim, then could then teach taida. Although the thing you're learning out from is chulin, but the thing you're learning out to is kachim, then you would say you have a proof. But if you go based on the malamad, the thing you're learning out from, which is chulin, which is ma'aser dagan, then there wouldn't be any proof. Continues the Gemara. Davar lamad b'gzeir shavu. Something that is learned out from a gzeir shava, ma'ishi lamed b'gzeir shava, could it now go ahead and teach to something else through a gzeir shava? So Amar Rami Bacham, he says, Tan, you learn the Brisa, so the Pasuk says, Amayikra, soiles murbeches. It says that fine flour, it should be murbeches. What does that mean? It says the Brisa, lamanu l'revucha. This teaches regarding the one of the three types of matzah offerings of the Karban Taida, which is types of loaves of bread which are first scalded or baked. They're cooked in water first before they're baked. One of the three types is four types. One is chametz. Three types are matzah. From the three types of matzah, this one, from the Karban Taida, it teaches Shabbat Silas. That has to be from fine flour, not what's called kemach, the regular flour. Now, continues the Braisa, chalois, which is a second of the three types of matzah breads that are brought, which is the chalos of the Karban Taida. I mean, nine, where do we know? Because as we said, there's three types of matzah offerings, breads of the Karban Taida, one's chalas, one's rikikin, and one's revucha. So the Braisa asks, the types that are called chalas, which are not cooked first, they're just baked as matzah, where do we know that they also have to be soilless fine flour? Says the Braisa, Tamalem, we have Xerah Shav, it says chalas, chalas. It says by the chalas type, it says the word chalas. It says by the revucha type, chalas. Just like by the revucha type, it says explicit in the pasuk, soilless, so do the chalas type. Continues the Braisa, Rikikin Minayin, how do we know the wafer type, the third type of matzah breads that are brought, that they also have to be silas? Tamalema matzahs matzahs. We have Gzeres Shava. It says by Rikikin matzahs. It says by the chalas type matzahs. And we learn out Rikikin from chalas, and chalas we learn out from Revucha, and they're both Gzeres Shava. So you see that something that itself is learned out from Gzeres Shava could teach to something else with Gzeres Shava. And that Amalei Ravina, he rejects the proof. He says, Mimai, where do you know that the Rikikin of the Taida, the matzis matzis, that you have a gzeres shava matzis matzis, michalis gomer, that is learning out from the chalis, which is the second type of the matzah offering of the Taida itself, which, yeah, it itself is learning from gzeres shava. No. Dilma, maybe, we're learning out from the matzis that it says by rikikin, by the mincha, not the Taida. Taida is the animal sacrifice that also has certain breads bro with it. Maybe it's being learned from a mincha, which is a flour offering. Its primary carbon is the flour offering. Mimafi taner gomer. From the type of, what type of mincha? Flour offering. From that which is baked in the oven. Where there the pasuk explicitly says it has to be silas. It says, silas chalis matzis belulis b'shemen, rikiki matzis mishruchim b'shemen. Where there it says matzis, and it has to be silas. That's what we're learning out from. So that wouldn't be Gzeres Shavah teaching Gzeres Shavah. That would be just a regular Gzeres Shavah, learning out the Rikikin type from the Taida, from the mincha of the type, what type of mincha? Of the mafitan that which is baked in the oven. So Elam Rava, rather Rava brings a different source. So Tanya Linda Bryce, the Pasuk says of a Yikra, by the carbon of the Parkoin Mashiach, which is again when the Kohen Gadol makes an erroneous ruling, and then he errs, he acts on that error in judgment. So he has to bring a special par. Now the pasuk says over there, "V'kir by ufirshay," that the innards and the waste matter of this carbon, v'haitzi, he takes it out of the camp, which is burned out of the machna. Says the Brisa, "So malamit shemitziyah shalom." This teaches because it says v'haitzi takes it out in one act. It says that he has to take it out whole, because if it would be cut up into pieces first, how could he take it all out in one act of taking out, which would be the pieces and the intestines and the waste matter? Obviously, he takes it out when it's whole. Now continues the Braisa, so Yochel Yisra Fenisham. So when he takes it out whole, you would think that's how he burns it out of the machna, out of the camp, whole too. And that says the Braisa, no, Nemer Kan Roshayu Karov. It says over here by Parakai Mashiach, Al Roshayu Val Karov. So it mentions the head of the animal and the feet. Venemala Halon Roshayu Karov. It says by the Karban Ayla, by the Ben Sain, the sheep type. Says va'arach ha'kain is the roish. The kain prepares the head, and it also says v'kir ba'yuchrav yirchatz, and that the innards and the feet have to be washed. So it mentions roish ha'krav there too. So we learn out gzereshava malahal al dinetuach, just like over there that it's sacrificed by the carbon oila that it's first cut up, like the pasuk says explicitly over there that the carbon oila it first gets cut up and then gets burnt on the mizbeach. Afkan here also when you're burning the parkai mashiach. Through this Gzereshava, it's also Alidei Netuach, it's also going to be cut up first. Now continues the Braisa, Imalahalam Behefsha, but then if you're learning out the Parakai Mashiach from the Karban Ayla, so you would think that just like over there by the Ayla, first it's skinned, and then it's burnt, Afkan Nami Behefsha, here also it's skinned first, not just cut up. On that Tamal Lamer, the Kirbay Ufirshay. That's what the Pasuk teaches when it says it's intestines and it's waste matter. Which the Gemara asks, my Talmud, what do you mean? Where do you learn that from there that it's not skinned first? So my Papa, he says, because we're comparing the burning of the hide and the flesh to the burning of the intestines and the waste matter. What does that mean? Kishem shepir shebikir, but just like the waste matter is inside the intestines, because that would be disgraceful to take out the waste matter and to burn it there out in the open, because it's waste matter. So rather you leave it inside the innards. That's what we're learning from Bekir by Upir. So you leave the parish in the Kerev. Kach besare ba'aris. So too when it says that you burn the ur and the basar of the carbon, you leave the basar in the ur, meaning that it's not skinned. So that's one halacha. Continues the Gemara. Now, but time you learn the Brice, the Rebbe Aimer, he says, Nemer Khan, it says over here, where in that context he's talking about the par and the sar of Yom Kippurim. Or Ubasar Parish, it mentions regarding the burning of the skin and the flesh and of the waste matter. Now, Benem, it also says, we continue to base, says Rebbe, Benem Alahalon, it says over there by the Parkoin Mashiach, Or Ubasar Parish, that also those things are burned. So make Xerishava. Malahalon, just like over there by the Parkoin Mashiach, by the power of the Kohen Gadol, when he makes an error in Halacha, that it's Alidei Nituach, that it's first cut up. And how do we know that? Because we learn the Parakai Mashiach, as we just said before, from Gzeir Shav, from the Karban Ayla, that it's through being cut up, but Shalei Behefshet, but it's not skinned. Afkan Alidei Netuach, here also that it's first cut up, Shalei Behefshet, and not skinned first. So how do you know that it's cut up? You know it from Gzeir Shav, from Parakai Mashiach, which it itself is known from Gzeir Shav, from a Karban Ayla. So you see that it's something that's learned from Gzeir Shav, can then go ahead and teach something else with Gzeir Shav. Okay, then is the Gemara. Okay, Dava Halamim Gzeir Shava. Next one. We're still in the category of Gzeir Shava. Something that itself is learned from Gzeir Shava. Ma'u Shei Lamed B'Kavu Chaymer. Could it then teach to something else from a Kavu Chaymer, from it to that thing, where let's say that thing is more Chomer than this. So if this thing, which is learned from Gzeir Shava, has that halacha, so then that thing could for sure have that halacha. So says the Gemara to answer that question, Kavu Chaymer. In other words, from a Kavu Chaymer, we could learn to answer this question, if you could learn out, something from a Gzeir Shava to teach something else through a Kavachemah. What's the Kavachemah? Uma Hekish, if a Hekish, as we said, opening up this discussion in the previous Gemara's Daf, She'enim Alame Behekish, that it cannot teach us something else regarding a Hekish, Imid Rava, Imid Ravina, either from Rava or Ravina, where they had different sources to prove this halacha, either in the context of like why we started this discussion, which was in the context of the Karban Asham, why has to be learned from both Chatzos and Eilam. But they brought that source, that a Hekesh cannot go ahead and teach something else through a Hekesh. Yet, Malamed b'Kavu Chaymer, but it could teach to something else through a Kavu Chaymer, Meditana de Be'er Bishmal, which we learned from a Brais of Rebbe Shmal, which was on the top of this daf on Omed Aleph, which we had taught in the previous daf, that Rebbe Shmal, we had proof from a previous daf that he says that a Hekesh could then be Chayza Malamed through a Kavu Chaymer. So then, Gzeira Shava ha-Malamed this be-Hekesh, so a Gzeira Shava, which could go ahead and teach through a Hekesh, Midir Papa, like Rav Papa had said, which we said in Amud Aleph, where it says V'zoyis Tari Zevach Hashlamim, which Rav Papa had proved from there, that a Gzeira Shava could then go ahead and be Chayzer and Melamed Behekish. So then, if a Gzeira Shava is stronger in the sense than the Hekish, where a Hekish cannot teach through a Hekish, but a Gzeira Shava could go ahead and teach through a Hekish, so Ein Adin, so isn't it a Kavu Chaymer Shetilami b'kavochemer, that it for sure could go ahead and teach through a kavochemer. Because even the Hekesh could then continue through a kavochemer. For sure, Gzeres Shava could then go ahead and teach through a kavochemer. So that is the Gemara. Ha'nich l'man des leid Rav Papa. That's only good according to those, as we said in the Manaf, the Holy Rav Papa, that we go based on the Lamad, not on the Malamid, which we said Rav Papa's whole source of his halacha, as we said that Shlamim from Meiser, where the Malamid was Meiser, which was Chulim. That's not going to prove anything. All our questions only regarding Kachim. So if you hold the Rav Papa, so then yeah, you can prove your point, because you go Basa Lamed, and that's how you know that Gzeres Shava could go ahead and teach through a Hekesh. And that's the whole fulcrum of this Kavachema that we're proving, to teach that if a Hekesh could teach through a Kavachema, then for sure that Gzeres Shava could teach through a Kavachema. But El Manda less lay the Rav Papa, but according to the Pin, that does not hold like Rav Papa, who says that we go based on the Malamed, what you're teaching from, not to, so then you don't have a source that Gzeres Shava could go ahead and then teach through a Hekesh. Because like we said there, the Meiser was Chulin, which you're learning from. So Michael Emma, what are you going to say? What would be the source to answer this question? You don't have a Kavochemer anymore. So Ella rather says the Gemara Kavochemer. We have a different Kavochemer to answer the question to prove this regarding if Dav Alam Gzer Shava could then go ahead and teach to something else to a Kavochemer. As follows. Uma Hekesh, if we find regarding a Hekesh, She'ein Malam Behekesh, as we said, that it cannot teach to something else to a Hekesh, Imid Rava, Imid Ravina, from whatever source we had in the previous daf, yet, Malam B'Kavochemer, as we said before, it could teach to a Kavochemer, Mid the Tanah B'Rabbi Shmuel, as was taught in the Brayos of Rabbi Shmuel. So Gzeres Shava, HaMalamedes B'Gzeres Shava Chaverta, which could teach to another thing that has a through another Gzeres Shava, which we said, Hekesh can't do that. Hekesh cannot teach to something else through its own type, meaning through another Hekesh. But Gzeres Shava, it itself is learning from Gzeres Shava, can then teach to something else through Gzeres Shava. And that is, as we said in Amin Alfam, in the Rami Bar Chama, where he said, but it says, Seilis Merbechas Chalis, which we learn that it itself is from Gzeres Shava, then we go ahead and teach to something else through Gzeres Shava, where we said, one type of Chala, it says Seilis, to the other type, which we learn from it, and then the other type is learned from that one, Rikikin from the other type. So, ain't a dinsha to lamed b'kavochemer? Isn't it a kavochemer that it could teach through a kavochemer? Because Hekesh, that cannot then teach through a Hekesh, can then teach through a kavochemer. Gzeres Shava, that could teach through its own type of Gzeres Shava, for sure should be able to teach then through a kavochemer to something else. Continues the Gemara. Last one. Dav alamed b'gzeres Shava. Somebody that's learned through a Gzeres Shava, ma'u shalamed bin Av, can then go ahead and teach to something else through a mamatzino, which is just like we find over here, so do we find over here. So, the Gemara, take a little sense. We don't have any clear proof regarding that one. Next category, davar lamed b'kavochemer, something that itself is learned through a kavochemer, ma'u shilamed b'hekesh. What's halacha? Could it go ahead and teach to something else through a hekesh? Says the Gemara, kavochemer. We could answer the question through a kavochemer. Kavochemer is logic. Let's prove it. Because in ma'u gzeres shava, if we find ma'u gzeres shava, she'ein lameda b'hekesh, where we cannot learn it out from a hekesh. Gzeres shava cannot be learned from a hekesh, as we said, mid Rabbi Yechanan. Because Rabbi Yechanan said, wait, don't say Tzafim Bayashim and know it from Chatas. Why does it say not just Chatas, but it says it also from Oila? It's because Chatas that's learned from a Hekesh, we would not have known to know Ashim from Chatas through a Gzeres Shava. So from there we learn that you can't have somebody that's learned from a Hekesh to go ahead and teach through a Gzeres Shava. In spite of that, Malamed Behekesh, although we said a Gzeres Shava cannot be learned out from a Hekesh, but it could teach to something else through a Hekesh. As we said, Midrash Papa, like we proved Rav Papa. Rav Papa holds that you could have Shlamim that's learned out from the Meiser, which is known from a Gzeres Shava, and it could go ahead and teach Tataida through a Hekesh. So, Kavochayma Halamim Me Hekesh, regarding a Kavochayma that could be learned from a Hekesh, which you don't have by Gzeres Shava, but like Kavochayma could be learned out from a Hekesh. Midatan Rabbi Shmuel, as we brought, that's the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, which is on the top of the of Amit Aleph, that you could learn out from a Hekesh. So, any din shilam behekesh, isn't it a kavochemer that it could then teach to something else through a Hekesh? Because, as we just proved, it's definitely stronger than the Gzeres Shava. And if Gzeres Shava could go ahead and teach to something else through a Hekesh, then for sure the kavochemer could then go ahead and continue teaching something else through a Hekesh. That has to give more Hanichel Man this later Rav Papa. This is all based on, if you hold like Rav Papa, that which is Shlomim is learning out from Meister Dagan, and the Shlomim is the Lamad, and that's Kachim. Elamanda less later Rav Papa, but whoever does not hold like Rav Papa, that rather holds that you go bust a Malamed, and then you don't have a proof for that idea that by Gzeres Shava, that you could go ahead and teach regarding something else of a Hekesh. So then, Michael Emma, what are you going to say? And that's going to take you right. Those who don't hold the Grand Papa, we don't have an answer to that question. Next case. Dava Lama B'Kavuchemer. Again, the same category. Someone's learned of B'Kavuchemer. Ma'u Shalama B'Gzeir Shav. What's the halacha? Could they go ahead and now teach you something else through Gzeir Shav? Says the Gemara, Kavuchemer. We could answer that through a Kavuchemer. Uma Gzeir Shav, if we find by Gzeir Shav, She'ena Lameda B'Hekeshu, which means you cannot learn that from a Hekesh. How do we know that? Like we said, Madrib Yechanan. Like Rabbi Yechanan had said, because that's why Ashram has to be learned out from Chatas and Oila, and you can't just learn it out from a Gzeira Shava. You would know from a Gzeira Shava. Why do you need to have where it says Kachim Kachim? You would know it already. Why do you need to learn out? Why do you need to say it explicitly? It's because you cannot learn out from Chatas, which it itself is learned out from a Hekesh. Continues the Gemara with the same category with the next case. Dava lamed b'kavuchemer, something that itself has learned from a kavuchemer. Ma'u she lamed b'gzeir shavu. What's halacha to go ahead and teach to something else through gzeir shavu? Says the Gemara, kavuchemer. That we can know. We can answer that question from a kavuchemer. What's the kavuchemer? Says the Gemara. Uma gzeir shavu she'en lamed b'akeisha. If something that itself, if gzeir shavu cannot be learned out from a hekesh, meaning if you have a hekesh from one thing to another, you cannot go ahead and now teach it to something else through Gzeira Shava mid Rabbi Yechanan, like we said, that's Rabbi Yechanan's halacha from the previous staff, which proved that you cannot learn out, meaning both by kacha kacha, both by Ashim and Chatas, it says extra words kacha kacha. Say of Gzeira Shava. So why does it have to say, and you would know tzafen from Chatas, why does it have to say tzafen by Ashim itself? Because Chatas, you know itself from a hekesh to Ayla. And therefore, that Gzeira Shava of Ashim to Chatas wouldn't work. So you see from Yechanan's halacha that you cannot learn a Gzeira Shava from a Hekesh, yet Melamed b'Gzeira Shava, but a Gzeira Shava itself could teach to something else through Gzeira Shava, Midrabim Bachama, like we brought from Rabim Bachama, Soiles Mubeches, we learned the Rikikin from the Chalis, which is learned out from the first type. So Kavu Chaimer Halamed b'Hekesh, so a Kavu Chaimer that could be learned out from a Hekesh, which is showing the strength of a Kavu Chaimer versus a Gzeira Shava, mid the Tan Rebbe Shmuel, like we're learning from Bryce Rebbe Shmuel again back to the top of Amud Aleph. So any din shet lamed b'Gzeira Shava isn't a Kavu Chaimer that it could go ahead and teach you something else through Gzeira Shava, because it's stronger than Gzeira Shava. Gzeira Shava could teach to something else through Gzeira Shava for sure a Kavu Chaimer. Next case. Dav alam mekavuchaimer, something that itself is learned from mekavuchaimer. Ma'ish alam mekavuchaimer, could it teach to something else through a kavuchaimer? Says the Gemara, kavuchaimer. It's a kavuchaimer that something that's learned from mekavuchaimer could be learned from something that's learned from mekavuchaimer. Why? Umag gzereshava. If we find by gzereshava, she'ena lemeid behekesh, like we said before, cannot be learned out from a hekesh. Midrabi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan said. So gzereshava is a little bit weak. It cannot be learned out from a hekesh. Yet melamed bekavuchaimer kedamar, and like we said before, that it could teach to something else through a kavuchemer, because we said a kavuchemer. We said if there's a hekesh which cannot be learned out from a hekesh, could teach through a kavuchemer gzeirah shava that could teach gzeirah shava like from Rama Bachama. So it's stronger for sure. Could teach to a kavuchemer. So if we find by gzeirah shava, which is in a sense weak, yet it could teach to something else through a kavuchemer. So a kavuchemer halamim behekesh. So a kavuchemer that could be learned out from a hekesh. And that's again mid the Tanda Baby Shmal. So it's in a sense stronger than a Gzeira Shava. And a Gzeira Shava could teach something else to a Kavuchaimer. In a din she lamed b'Kavuchaimer, isn't it a Kavuchaimer that you could learn it out to a Kavuchaimer? And says the Gemara, Vizel Kavuchaimer, Ben Kavuchaimer. There's a Kavuchaimer that's predicated on the Kavuchaimer, meaning the Kavuchaimer that we're bringing over here to say that a Kavuchaimer could teach to something else to a Kavuchaimer, to expound that concept, we're learning out from something that it itself is also only learned out from a kavuchemer. Because again, where's the source for this kavuchemer? From Gzeira Shava, which could teach through a kavuchemer. Now, it itself we only know through a kavuchemer, as we said, based on the kavuchemer. So it's a kavuchemer through a kavuchemer. Now, that the Gemara asks, that's not just a kavuchemer, the son of a kavuchemer. Ben benoish le kavuchemer hu. It's a grandson of a kavuchemer. Meaning there's three levels of kavuchemer over here. Meaning, even if we would learn that from something that it itself was not learned out from a kavuchemer, it would still be a ben kavuchemer. So if we're learning from something that itself learned from a kavuchemer, it's actually ben benai. Because we know this through a kavuchemer. As we said before, how do we know this, that a kavuchemer can teach to a kavuchemer? Oh, it's a kavuchemer. What's the kavuchemer? From Gzeira Shava. Now, even when you have this Gzeira Shava, which we're learning out from there to expound this principle, we're saying, but that itself is only learnt out from a Kal Vachomer. So it comes out that this you're using a midah of Kal Vachomer, which is itself a Kal Vachomer, from two Kal Vachomers. So that's a Kal Vachomer ben benoisha Kal Vachomer, which is three Kal Vachomers in total. So therefore, the Gemara's question essentially is, maybe we don't go that far. Where do we know that we could go ahead and make a three-tiered Kal Vachomer? So Ella, rather, the Gemara says, you're right, we're not going to know this, that a Kal Vachomer could then teach us something else to a Kal Vachomer, which, meaning based from a Gezeirah Shava, where it itself is teaching through a Kal Vachomer, because it itself was only known through a Kal Vachomer, and who said we say so much? Rather, we don't know it from Gezeirah Shava, rather we know it from Hekesh, where a Hekesh, it teaches through a Kal Vachomer. Meaning, what's the Kal Vachomer? Uma Hekesh, she'ein lamed behekesh. If a Hekesh, it itself cannot learn out from a Hekesh. As we said on the previous daf, imid the Rava, imid the Ravina. Yet malamed be Kal Vachomer, it can then teach to something else to be Kal Vachomer. Mid the Tatan de Bishmol, like we learned from the Beis Bishmol, who, that was the Gemara that we had said from a previous daf, that something that's learned out from a Hekesh could then go ahead and teach to something else to a Kal Vachomer. So Kal Vachomer, halamed behekesh, or Kal Vachomer that's stronger than a Hekesh, because a Kal Vachomer could be learned out from a Hekesh. Mid the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, which is that same idea. So any din she lama Kal Vachomer. So if a Kal Vachomer could go ahead, if a Hekesh could teach us something else to a Kal Vachomer, so a Kal Vachomer that's stronger, any din she lama Kal Vachomer, isn't it a Kal Vachomer that it could teach to something else to a Kal Vachomer? And says the Gemara, v'zel Kal Vachomer ben Kal Vachomer. This is just a Kal Vachomer, the son of a Kal Vachomer, like all the other cases where you have a Gezeir Shabbat that teaches to a Kal Vachomer from a Kal Vachomer. Here also you have a Kal Vachomer that could teach to a Kal Vachomer from a Kal Vachomer, but it's not learning out from something itself that's known through a Kal Vachomer, because this halacha that Hekesh could teach to a Kal Vachomer is from a Brais Rabbi Shmuel, which was from a Yafusa, not of a Kal Vachomer. Continues the Gemara, the last case, Davar Lama Kal Vachomer, something that it itself has learned from a Kal Vachomer, Ma'a Shalama B'Bin Yav, could it teach to something else through a Mamatzinu? So Amar Bimi, he says, Toshim, let's bring a Raya from a Mishnah later on Daf Samach Test. The Mishnah says as follows. Malak, if they're doing the Avoida in a bird carbon, which instead of doing Shechita, they do Malika, which is that the Kohen takes his nail on his thumb, and he cuts a hole through the back, the nape of the neck of the bird. V'nimtzis Treif, and they find out that it has a mortal defect, which makes it not kosher. But the general concept is that if an animal just dies, then it becomes a nevela, which has certain ritual impurity. If it's slaughtered, which in the case of kach, malika is just like slaughtering, then it could be not kosher to eat because it's treifa, but it's not going to be a nevela to transmit tum. But in this situation, through malika, what's the halacha? So there's a three-year machlekes. Meirim, he says, Eina matama beves ablia. The halacha is by birds, it's treifa by a kosher animal when it's a mortal defect, which is not kosher. It only transmits tumma to the person, not by touching or by carrying it, it's rather only when it's in his throat. Here, it's not going to transmit that tumma, because since the malika was done with it, it's not nevela, it's not just an animal that died, it had a proper slaughtering, and therefore, although it's not kosher, it's not going to transmit tumma. Second opinion, Behudaim, he says, no, mitama beves ablia, it will transmit tumma in the throat, like the regular halacha of a dead carcass, nevela, of a kosher bird. The reason for that is because the malika of a non-viable bird of kachim does not purify it from the halacha of nevela. Now, the same thing would apply to slaughtering an unconsecrated kosher bird that has a mortal defect, that according to Yehuda, it's still going to be tameh, because there's a three machlekes that we're discussing. The Remeir's opinion is that whether it's slaughtering of an unconsecrated bird or the malika by kachim bird, the halacha is that will purify it from its halacha of nevela. Because it's not nevela, it was slaughtered, it's not kosher, because it's a mortal defect, but it's not going to have tumas nevela. According to Behuda, both things are not going to purify it, because it's not a shechita. Shechita is what makes it permitted to eat. You can't eat it anyway, because it has a mortal defect. So therefore, that will not purify it from its tumas nevela. According to Biesi, he says that shechita will purify it, but not malika. And that's how it's explained in Sechtes Tyrus in the 13th, in the paragraph Shlesha Esrei Devar. Now, Amr Meir. Meir now has a discussion with Rabbi Huda. He says, Kal Vachomer, I could prove to you that it's not gonna transmit tuma. Why? Uman nevelas behema, if a dead animal carcass, shemitama b'magamasa, which has severe tuma, that it transmits tuma to someone who touches it or carries it. When it's slaughtered, it purifies the treifa from the tumah. As the Gemara says in Sefer Schun Daf Kof Chof Chesam Abayz, it says priyamis min abehem, when it's going to die from the animal, which from is always an exclusionary term regarding the tumah that comes from a dead animal, which tells us that sometimes the animal is going to transmit tumah and sometimes not. How so? The case would be a treifa that was slaughtered, where, albeit that it's not kosher to eat, but the fact that it was slaughtered, it's not a nevela, it's not going to transmit tumah. So nevela, so regarding the dead carcass of a bird, she'en matama b'magamasa, that it's more lenient in its halachas of tumah, where it does not convey tumah, someone who touches or carries it on the outside, on the his external part. Like the pasuk says, latama va, to transmit tumah through it, which is only the tumah that it says over there, which is eating and not touching or carrying. So in a dinza isn't a kavochemer shetei shchitas shchitas mitaharis treifas mitamasa, that of course when it's slaughtered, that it's going to purify it when it's a treifa from its tumah of nevela. Now this is where Remeir concludes his idea. So now that we know that shchita purifies the bird carbon that's chulin from a kavochemer, from a regular animal, so now we can go ahead and teach it regarding malika of kachim through a binyan av, which is called a mametzino. Mametzino, just like we find b'shchita shemachsharta ba'achila, that regarding when the bird is chulin, it permits it to be eaten when you slaughter it, and so too on the top of nanav manav mitaris treifas mitamasa, because we know that from a kavochema, that so too that same shchita which makes the bird able to be eaten, which is through shchita, that same shchita purifies it even when it's a treifa where it's not going to make it able to be eaten, but it purifies it from its tuma of nevela. So av malika is in the same equivalent is regarding malika, which is called a mametzino. Same idea. Shemachsharta b'achila, by a regular kosher bird that's not a treifa, the malika is what is like the shchita for kachin that permits it to be eaten. So titar treifasu b'tamasa. So that should do the same thing even when it's a treifa, at least to purify it from its tuma of nevela. Third opinion, what we mentioned before, B'yisemir, he says, no, da'ik nevelas b'matayra. It's enough with the source you're learning out from a kosher animal, shashchitas mitarasa. So all you see is that slaughtering will purify it, even when it's a treifa, but if it's slaughtered from tumas nevela, v'loy melikasa and not malika. So he has a middle type of opinion. But one thing we see from Remeir is that something that's learned out from a kavochemer, that we know it's shchita helps for the nevela of the oif, from nevela from nevela from behema, then teaches us regarding malika through a binyan av. So you see that answers the question, and that something itself is learned out from a kavochemer could then teach something else through a binyan av. And that's the Gemara of Elohi. No, it's not a proof from there. Why? Hasam over there, first of all, the primary reasoning of Remeir is actually not through a binyan av, but rather it's from a hekesh, where it says Zeis Teres Abehema Va'if, as the Gemara says later on, Daf Samach Tes Mabeis, that the Gemara says Remeir found the pasuk and expounded that we compare the bird to the behema. So it's actually being learnt out not from Binyan Av, it's because the pasuk puts them together. That's rejection number one. And moreover, says the Gemara, and even if Tehavahi, even if you would say that he knows it from a Binyan Av, that as it seems to say in that Mishnah, it's not going to go ahead and answer the question. Why? Because Remeir is told by Malika by Kachim, but Meshchita de Chulin Ka'asin. Where does he know it from? From a case of Chulin. Because that's where the Malamid, the one that's teaching, is from a case of Chulin. We're learning out the Malika of Kachim bird from the Shchita of a Chulin bird, which in itself is known from an animal, a behema of Chulin. And therefore, says Rashi, unlike Tysus, who disagrees, says that, so those who don't hold like Rav Papa, even though the Lamad, what you're learning to, is Kaidshim, but the thing that you're learning from is Chulin, and therefore, that's another reason why it wouldn't be a proof to answer the question that if something itself is learned from a Kavachimer, if you go ahead and be Chayzim Alamed, Bebinyanav.